Talk is on the air at 101.5 FM.
You're listening to a show called Dangerfield on 101.5 FM Bahawk. My guest tonight is Spencer Burton. Spencer's musical trajectory has been multifaceted, from his punk rock roots as part of Attack in Black to the darker country-inspired sound of his two first solo albums under the name Grey Kingdom. In 2012, Spencer dropped the Grey Kingdom name in favor of his own name, moving towards a more natural country folk sensibility. So I'm excited to have him on the show tonight. Welcome to the show, Spencer.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me.
Cool. Well, let's start off the show with a song that you released just last week called Hard Times off your upcoming album, Coyote. So let's play that, and then we'll come back and we'll chat a little bit more, okay?
Sounds good to me.
Some hard times, but you guided us through. You never spoke ill of love that I know true. We've carried trouble, heavy old load. You've been my bright light on the darkest of roads. Been the gold at the edge of a stream. You've been the quiet in a world of screams. You've been the warmth the world got cold. You've been my bright light on the darkest of roads. Some feelings most people don't feel, and we've carried struggles but never have hope. You've been my bright light on the darkest of roads.
Hard Times by Spencer Burton. Spencer's joining me tonight. That's off his new album, Coyote, which comes out on February 19th. It's coming out on Dallas Green's Still Records, which is an imprint under the Dine Alone Records label. And it's available to pre-order now on the Dine Alone Records store. So congratulations on that, Spencer. That's awesome.
Yeah, pretty excited.
Yeah, and so you've shared, so it's an 11 song album that you're releasing, and you've shared about four of the singles so far. So you've put out Memories We Won't Soon Forget, Further, Nothing's Changed, and Hard Times.
Yeah, that's a lot of singles.
Yeah.
Just releasing so many singles.
And
what am
so,
I doing?
And so you recorded this album in Nashville?
Yeah.
And
yeah, there's a really cool place down there. A friend of mine, well, I mean, when I first met him, he was just a producer. Now he's a friend. His name's Andrea Tokic, and he runs a place called The Bomb Shelter down in Nashville. And yeah, he's just it's a lot of fun to work down there with him, so I just keep making records there with him.
Yeah, and I actually checked out The Bomb Shelter's website, and it's like, it looks like a super cool place. I mean, the artists that have recorded there, the list is like pretty much like hundreds long. Everyone from Alabama Shakes to Reckless Eric. And I also see that they have like a place that you can stay while you're down there. Did you stay there while you were recording?
Oh, I think I did. Yeah. Yeah. He's got like a second home. Kind of where he'll rent out or lend out to artists who are recording in the studio. And, you know, he was so kind as to let me stay there. And, you know, some of the other musicians would pop in and out as well who played on the album.
Yeah. And so how did that all come about? So did you go down by yourself and then the artists that played on the album were Nashville based, or how did that all work out?
Yeah, they were all Nashville based players, except for one fella. He was from Louisiana, but, the nice thing about working with Andre is he kind of gets a feel for the songs, and he sets you up with the right musicians, and you know, and it's not just the right musicians musically, it's the right musicians on a personal basis as well, you know, he knows my character, and he knows what kind of people I should be set up with, which is really nice because it's almost like you're immediately getting along with everybody right away.
And so what was the kind of demoing process like? Did you send him your songs, like some of your demos in advance, and then he kind of lined people up based on that? Or was there kind of exploratory work done down there when you were recording? What was that like?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of just, you know, record the songs here real rough with an acoustic guitar and a voice. I send to him, and you know, we go from there. It's a lot, definitely a lot of exploring and a lot of playing around when we're in the studio for sure.
And what was the instrumentation like on like what were the most instruments you might have had on one song, for example?
We didn't get too crazy with instrumentation on this one. I mean, there's nothing weird. You know, we're not playing harps or anything like that. But it's, you know, it's always, I'd say most songs are full band. We got guitar, drums, bass, and multiple vocals and piano and synth and, you know, fun things.
And was there any song that you maybe started off one way that kind of changed the most while you were down there and kind of recording it?
You know, it's interesting. There have been times when I've gone into the studio and songs have turned completely upside down. But for the most part, this record was made kind of exactly how I thought it was going to be made, with the exception of the song Further. I didn't know what we were going to do with that one. That one kind of turned into, more of a pop folk song, if anything, compared to the other songs in the album.
And that was the first song that you kind of shared from this album, correct?
Yeah, it was.
Why don't we listen to that, and then we'll come back and we'll chat a little bit more, okay?
Sounds good.
Back to a better day.
takes you out to find you. When the world gone mad, the cradle's gone, it won't be long until the things you never had are out there on the fire, burning as you run. Further on, lonely, further on the time, further on the young. Sun, a holy night, a man-made night. What have you ever won? Just the quiet words, the silent ones, resting on the tongue. Further on the lonely, further on the tide, further on the young. Further. Down, cracked along the edge. There are echoes whispering, calling from the ledge. There are voices never heard, never spread. Too many places, too many words get lost in.
Further by Spencer Burton off his new album Coyote, which comes out on February 19th, available for pre-order now off of the Dynalune Records store, and it's off the Still Records imprint. And so Spencer is joining me tonight, and you can find Spencer, more about him on his website, spencerburtonmusic.com, and he's also on Instagram at instagram.com/SpencerBurton, and that's B-U-R-T-O-N. And so, Spencer, you've got 11 songs on this album, and none of them are named Coyote, yet the album is named Coyote. Can you talk a little bit how you came to call the album that?
Well, coyotes are something that I love and hate. You know, they're something I fear and am completely intrigued by. They are survival, right? So they're something that never settles. It's moving, it's lonesome, south through cities and fields. It's finding comfort in a pack until the pack changes. Something that's constantly a part of my life, especially here on the farm. They take, they give. They bring excitement, destruction. You know, they represent family and protection, creation. On top of all that, they symbolize the jokester, which I've been told I can be, I guess. More and more these days, I've just been seeing them, whether it's because I'm out in the wild more or something more spiritual, I'm not sure, but they say that the coyote makes itself known to you, and it's because you've lost your way in some shape or form. The album was a bit of a struggle to write. I've changed so much from this last album to this new one, and it's tough to know who I am anymore. The songs themselves, they're all about these things, love, hate, fear, growth, etc. Anyways, yeah, that's why I call it Coyote.
That's beautiful. That's a really cool That's a really cool description. I hope you're going to put that in the album, right? Somewhere?
I have no idea.
And you mentioned that, you know, that you live on a farm, and so you must spend, you know, a lot of time outdoors each day. Do you find that the time that you write songs, like, do you come up with songs in your mind while you're kind of working outdoors, or is your process different where you kind of come home and reflect, and then that's when the songs come out of you?
Yeah, songwriting is a weird process for me. It's probably one of the more frustrating aspects of my life. And it's not necessarily the songwriting that's frustrating, but it's the in-between, because there's a lot of in-between. You know, I don't know how other people write songs, but when I do it, it's never. It could be almost a full year I go without writing a song, and then I'll sit down and write 7 or 8 in a day.
Really?
You know, just like they come to me in an instant, and it's got it. There's everything kind of just has to be coming together properly, not just musically, but like emotionally and spiritually and physically. It's like everything just happens all at once for me. So it's like, you know, I can go like 5 months and just be like, well, I guess I'm never going to write another song again. I'm done with music. And then all of a sudden they all come, and you're like, oh, okay, here they are. So it's it's a really, songwriting is so frustrating for me.
Well, I read a really beautiful quote that you said, and it was that every song I've ever written is a place to keep a memory. And I think that's a really pretty way to put it. And
I said that?
You did, apparently.
Great. That's a great thing to say.
And so what comes first for you? Is it the melody, or is it the words, or does it just depend on the song?
Yeah, it depends on the song. I mean, honestly, most times it all just kind of comes together as one. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't often hum a melody in my mind. It'll be all at once. The guitar will be in my hand, and the chord will happen, and the melody comes out at the same time, and it all just kind of flows out and pours out onto a page.
And do you have a specific song book that you kind of write all your lyrics in as they come out, or are you someone who kind of writes things down on pieces of paper that are nearby, that kind of thing?
You know, like I should have a songbook, and I've had many songbooks in my day, but it's every songbook I ever have is filled with like half song lyrics, and some like half of them will be in my head and half of them will be in the book. And then sometimes like there'll be 4 songs in a book of 150 pages and then 2 songs on a napkin somewhere or whatever. The songs almost, I just keep playing them and playing them once I'm feeling them until they just stay in my head. It's very rare that they actually get written down completely as a whole song until way after the fact, like when I go into the studio and someone says like, hey man, you really got to write these down so everyone else knows what to do.
And do you keep any recording equipment kind of at your place to demo with and stuff like that, or what do you set up like?
No, I have, you know, like a tape recorder, and I have friends that, you know, run recording studios and stuff. So I'm very fortunate in that aspect, but generally it's just kind of notes and memory.
And the album that we just heard 2 songs from, Coyote, that's coming out February 21st on Still Records, which is an offshoot of Dynalone Records. Was that all recorded analog in Nashville?
Yeah, that was one of the things that drew me to Andrea's studio. It's he does everything completely analog, which I think is super cool, because there's no room for error. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like you can't just go back, press a button and fix your voice or pitch shift a guitar or whatever. It's like, if you didn't do it well, you got to do it again. And I kind of like I like that idea.
As also as part of this album release, you're doing some great work. So there's a space called or an organization called Ontario Nature, and their kind of mission is to protect wild species and wild spaces through conservation, education, and public engagement. And they've been around since 1931. And when people purchase a sweatshirt that you have, that people can see by going to your Instagram or Instagram.com/Spencer Burton, you're donating $10 from every sweatshirt to this organization. So what brought you to them, and how did that come about?
I think I mentioned earlier, I'm just very drawn to the outdoors and very drawn to nature. And There are some massive issues going on with not just Ontario, but the world's wild places and wildlife. So I've always been kind of drawn to certain conservation groups and Ontario Nature. And I somehow got in touch and started talking. And, you know, I really like all the different projects that they're working on and all the things that they're doing. So I thought, heck, why don't we, you know, kind of, I guess the term is partner for this release. And we did. Yeah, I mean, you should just go to their website and check out all the stuff they're doing. They're doing some really, really cool stuff.
It's really cool. Well, and, yeah. And speaking of kind of nature and its importance to you, so you're a parent, and not you're a parent, you're a father.
It's apparently. And I am apparently a father, yeah.
Apparently. There we go. And so you were actually nominated at the Canadian Folk Music Awards for Children's Album of the Year. For a really cool
vinyl
an album that you put out called The Mountain Man. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, that was just a fun little project. I mean, for the longest time, there was a home daycare being run out of my home. My wife was running it, and having all these children around, I noticed that they were always listening to what I like to refer to as garbage music. It was either some like heavy pop song that was, you know, like way too over their heads, or some trashy kids song that had absolutely no content or meaning. So I was like, you know what, maybe I'll just write these kids a bunch of songs and play them for them in the house. And, you know, if they like them, they like them. If they don't, they don't, whatever. But at least I tried. And I did, and I played it for the kids, and they were pretty into it. But the word got out that I did that. I don't know how that happened, but it did. And the record label I was with, still kind of am with, Dynalon Records, had heard that I was putting out writing children's songs. They were like, oh man, well, you know, I got to hear them. So, you know, I sent them, I think like phone recordings of the songs or something. And you know, they got excited and were kind enough to want to release them. So now all the little kids around the world can hear them if they still
please. That's awesome. And you actually had a really like cool package that people can purchase, right? So there was like, a bandana, like a picture disc, stickers, CD, coloring pages, and I think can people still purchase that package of it?
I don't think the package is available. I think those all kind of disappeared pretty quickly. But there was, but there's still, I think, you know, there's still vinyl records and CDs or, you know, downloads on the internet or whatever people do now.
And I read that your sister, who's an artist, also had a part in that.
She made these really cool handmade kind of like wooden figures of me dressed as the quote unquote mountain man. They had like a little magnet, little guitar that magnetized. They were super cool. I wasn't expecting it at all. She's like, hey, I made these for you. We thought it'd be really cool if you put them in the package. I was like, oh my God, he's insane. She's like, yeah, I just made like 50 of them. I was like, you're absolutely
that's awesome.
Insane, but this is so cool, yeah.
And her Instagram's Jill Burton Art, so if people want to check that out.
She's a fantastic artist and crafter, yeah.
That's awesome. Well, why don't we listen to, do you want to listen to a song off The Mountain Man? Like, why don't we listen to The Mountain Man? And then
sure, let's listen to a kid, let's just listen to a kid's jam.
Let's do it, okay.
Frying fish in his cast iron pan. He's running the forest looking for some berries, and he's growing his beard all long and hairy. Oh, the mountain man. He's 8 foot tall and he's got big hands. The people, they say that he's a little bit scary, but he's the kindest soul, so don't be weary. He's living in nature, living in the woods. woods living the life that he thought he should. He followed his heart and he done it. His friends are all the birds and the bees.
Can I borrow some honey and seed? You know, something to warm my belly.
Well, he may be big and he may be funny. He may not have a lot of money, but he's living the richest life he can. 'Cause he's the mountain man. Singing songs just as loud as he can. He's humming to the birds. He's whistling to the flowers. He's singing songs of love and songs of power. He's living in nature, living in the woods, living the life that he thought he should. He followed his heart and he done it. His friends are all the birds and the bees.
Can I borrow some honey and seed? You know, something to warm my belly.
Well, he may be big and he may be funny. He may not have a lot of money, but he's living the richest life he can. 'Cause he's, yes, he's, oh, yes, he's the Mountain Man.
That was The Mountain Man by Spencer Burton off his children's album called The Mountain Man. And so we were talking about clothing and the sweatshirts that you have that are going to accompany this new album. And I think something that people know about you as well is that you're actually not only musician, father, farmer, but you also own a vintage store. And so for those that want to check it out online, it's, you can find it at instagram.com/Fridays, F-R-I-D-A-Y-S .child.vintage. Right? Is that right? Fridays.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, you got it.
And so I've seen through following your Instagram, you have some just legendary t-shirt finds that I've ever seen. So, you know, like the most recent one I can think of is the famous Neil Young Rest Never Sleeps tour shirt, that has like the red suspenders, which is amazing. And so what are your kind of top, you know, shirts that you've come across that specifically related to music, I think, because that's what I'm interested in finding out more about. So can you talk like your top finds and what they are?
I mean, it's been years in the making, right? Like, the whole reason I opened this store was because while touring, I'd pick up so many, you know, cool old pieces of used clothing on my days off that I needed somewhere to store them. So God, over the years, I've found so many cool things. The Neil Young shirt you just mentioned is pretty great. I got a beautiful old, 78 Dylan, Bob Dylan tour shirt, some old Stone stuff. I mean, I got thousands of old band shirts kicking around in boxes and hanging on hangers. I guess it's like a hobby, isn't it? Yeah, it's a hobby, I'd say. But then at the same time, I needed somewhere to put it. So that's why the store opened.
And when you what are the kind of like, have you ever had any kind of like transactions? Like, where have you found them? Or like, where are the places that you've how did you find the Neil Young one, for example?
That I bought off a guy, local actually to Southern Ontario. He's just kind of an old banger. you know, he went to like every concert you could possibly imagine.
Yeah.
But he, you know, he got a hold of me and I don't know if he needed money or was just, you know, outgrew the t-shirts or whatever, but he got a hold of me and asked me to come down to his place. I think this was pre-COVID, and come down to his house and, he had me look through his collection and there was some pretty amazing stuff in there. I bought a bunch of it, but that was a highlight for me.
Cool. And for those that want to ever check it out, it's in a place called Fenwick, Ontario. And Fenwick is in between, what would you say, like kind of Toronto and Niagara pretty much? Or what?
Yeah, I mean,
inside of Welland?
Yeah. Yeah, we're like, what are we? We're like 40 minutes from the Buffalo border and, you know, 20 minutes from St. Catharines, 15 minutes from Niagara Falls. Fenwick is like Southern Ontario farm country. I mean, the downtown Fenwick where the store is, it's like, it's us, a bar and a corner store and an abandoned bank. That's it. Like, there's nothing there.
And how many animals do you have on your farm?
Well, now during the winter, the animals kind of fade away a little bit. They go to other homes or, you know, whatever animals do during the winter. But right now we have our staple farm animal it's Spike the potbelly pig. He's not going anywhere. He'll be here probably long after I'm gone. And then, you know, we got like a whole bunch of rabbits and chickens. And then as soon as the spring hits, we get more pigs and we get some turkeys. And apparently this year we got a few goats coming because everyone in the family wants goats, but me, because I understand how hard it is to raise goats, and I'm always the one who does all the work, but that's a whole other story. But yeah, so there's goats coming. I don't know. There's lots of stuff coming. It's always something fun in the spring.
And so since COVID happened, you've done a couple of live shows. And so for those just joining and listening to Dangerfield on 101.5 The Hawk, and I'm talking tonight with Spencer Burton. And so Spencer, you played part of the Niagara Perform Series, and then maybe also something with the National Arts Center. Like, so what has gig playing been like for you since COVID started?
Yeah, they're real weird, man. They're just like, you put like a telephone or a computer in front of you in your living room, mm-hmm. and then all these people tune in and you just play songs. And it's really difficult to maintain interest. Like, it's almost hard to get through the song. Like, half of the time I just want to stop playing the song. I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm done. What do you guys, does anyone want to talk about something? Like, what's going on in the world right now? I don't know. Like,
I think I actually watched one and you did try and
maybe
start.
Maybe I did. Yeah. I probably did just stop playing. Cause it's, you play for your, you're only playing, like you're playing while watching a computer screen. It's super weird. Right. And you know, people are making comments and I'm like, does this even look good or sound good? And
right.
Yeah, I have no clue. And there's no, you know, it's like, yeah, it's there's no like feeding off the energy of the people in the room. It's just like, well, that song's done, so I'm done now, guys, who are watching me on the computer. Oh, cool. Seven people just stopped watching. Oh, cool. That's great. Oh, oh, okay. Oh, three more started. Oh, you just came? Oh, I just did that song. Oh, you want me to do it again? Oh, too bad. Okay, bye. This is the worst.
And so before you, before, you know, the big pause in touring and stuff, you toured a fair bit.
Oh yeah.
One of the funniest things I read was, so you did a tour opening for Burton Cummings, and you said, I've been wanting to use the hashtag my whole life, hashtag Spencer Burton Cummings.
I think I used it.
Yeah, how long did you tour with him for, and what album were you touring at that time?
I guess I was touring my album, that album called, the one that I last put out, which was called, I'm really tired. It's 9:30 and I have two kids, so I'm just like kind of zoned out.
Was it, and I also did
a huge plate of nachos. Songs like, Songs of, that's it. Yeah, that's the one. I put that one out, and I was playing a lot of songs. I think I played a couple songs from the album that's not out yet as well on the tour. But yeah, it was a fun adventure. It was, you know, it was a different crowd. You know, we were playing casinos and stuff for old people who, you know, just loved the Guess Who growing up, and but it was really cool. You know, I had a lot of fun, and I don't know, it was actually the last tour I did before touring stopped. So it was, that's it. That was the last tour I did. So now I'm saying that out loud. I'm realizing that was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago. Well, let's listen to a song off your album, Songs Of. And the song is called Broken Hearts and Broken Chains.
I've got no God that I can thank. Got no money in the bank. Now not a dropout in the tank. I've got no God that I can thank. Well, I might have lost a thousand loves, taking flight like a thousand doves, whose wings have made no sound, as I stay here on the ground, like I've lost a thousand loves. Broken hearts and broken chains.
Broken Hearts and Broken Chains by Spencer Burton. Spencer's joining me tonight, and you can listen to his music at spencerburton.com or instagram.com/SpencerBurton. And so I guess when I first met you, you were in, I think, Attack in Black, and okay. I was actually going through my show listing, and I was like, oh, when did I see it? So I saw you in May 2009, so that's like, how, it's like 12 years ago at the Horse Show. And so yeah, that was back. And so Attack in Black, you put out a great album in March 2009 called Years by 1,000 Fingertips. And that was on Dine Alone as well. Yeah. And that was a, didn't you guys do a tour with Walter Schreifels? Is that right? On the East Coast?
Yeah, we did that for sure.
Yeah, and then you also toured with, you did a tour with like Lady Hawk and Shotgun Jimmy. And so when you tour now, are you mainly touring with like solo, or do you bring full bands with you, or what's that like?
It all depends really on the tour, right? Mm-hmm. Like I mean I like both of them for different mm-hmm. reasons. You know, I like the companionship of the full band and being, you know, thrown into the mix with your friends, but I also like the peace and quiet and being able to do things a little more unorthodox. You know, when I'm touring alone, like if I'm touring alone, I probably won't get a hotel room. I'll probably sleep in the back of my truck in a field somewhere, you know, or pitch a tent in a field or something like that, right? But with a band, it's like, you know, you got to get the hotel and you got to make everyone comfortable, which is, I'm not complaining about that because, you know, hotels are very comfortable and nice, but yeah, it's just they both have their perks and their interesting moments.
And so, Audrey, your album that's coming out in February, called Coyote, you mm-hmm. put out a cool video for the song "Memories We Won't Soon Forget." So maybe let's listen to that song, and then we'll come back and we'll chat about that. Okay?
Sounds good. Yeah. Thank you.
baby's first steps that light up the room. First word spoken, not a moment too soon. First of all, trying again and again. These are the memories you won't soon forget. Midnight curfew, rolling in late. Rain on the window, little girl's first day. Under the night sky, a shattered cigarette. These are the memories you won't soon forget. A mansion, a place old memories. Too many houses where the cornfields used to be. On my heart, a place of bed. These are the
Memories We Won't Soon Forget by Spencer Burton off his upcoming album Coyote, which is out February 21st on Still Records, and you can pre-order it now on dynalonerecords.com. And so Spencer, the song we just heard, you put out a really neat video for that. Can you talk a little bit about that?
The video?
Yeah.
That was a fun video. So on my drive down to Nashville to make the record, my friend, who's an incredible photographer, and I guess sometimes filmmaker, Vanessa Hines, came with me, and she brought this cool little Super 8 camera, this old antique camera with some film, and she just kind of shot me doing some weird stuff and walking around and some neat shots. And after the record was made, we were like, oh man, you know what? That footage would sit really nicely with that song. So we, you know, just kind of pieced it all together and made a little video out of it.
Yeah, and so for those that want to check it out, you can find it. I think I saw it on probably like YouTube or something like that. But it's
I think it's on the YouTube.
It's on the old interweb.
Yeah, it's on there somewhere.
And so, what age were you when you started playing guitar? And what, like, who were your influences growing up?
You know what? I don't know the answer to that question. I don't remember when it started or like when I started playing. I don't remember who influenced me over the years. I usually just kind of, it just changes so much. Right. So, yeah. You know, I mean, like I had a guitar when I was a teenager. Did I take it seriously? I don't know. Mm-hmm. But over the years, it just kind of became more and more a part of my life and the things and friends I made and family I created and stuff kind of just all started influencing the sounds that came out of it.
Let's listen to another song of yours off your 2017 album called Songs Of. And let's listen to the song End of the Summer.
I'm terrified of what's to come. No rising moons, no setting suns. Nothing's gonna be the same. I've seen death and I've seen gold. Unmistakable love untold. And how it all just slips away. Living alone, don't wanna fade away. Well, how could you have been so cruel? Did I see, was I the fool? An honest man who gave me truth, who always held the torch for you. No, it's not the end of the summer that's bringing me down. Maybe it's the old, old, old fires that never drown. Maybe it's the flame lights of the dark. Maybe it's the candle that burns a thousand spark. Maybe it's the fire. Maybe it's the fire. Time I look in the mirror the most, there you are staring back at me. How did you get to live so free when I can hear your voice in the eaves? And I'm stuck here brought down to my knees. No, it's not the end of the summer that's bringing me down. Maybe it's the old. Oh, oh, fires that never drown. Maybe it's the flame lights of the dark. Maybe it's a candle that burns without a spark. Maybe it's the fire. Maybe it's the fire. Well, I don't know what you've been told. The sun's not blue and it's not cold. It's not. No, it's not. The moon comes up most every night, and the light it shines is never bright. It's not. No, it's not. The end of the summer that's bringing me down.
It's the end of the summer that's bringing
maybe
me down.
You. Maybe it's the flame lights of the dark. Maybe it's a candle. Maybe it's a spark. Maybe it's a fire. Maybe it's a fire.
That was End of the Summer by Spencer Burton off his album called Songs Of. And what album would you say lately has gotten the most kind of play on your record player at home?
Oh, probably Coyote by Spencer Burton, to be honest. I've been really listening, just really judging it, you know, just being like, oh man, God, this is coming out soon. Crap, are these good? Oh, I don't know. Oh man. But yeah, I've been listening to a lot of that. Also, you know, I've been actually listening to a lot of I'm getting into the world of exploring new music. I've always listened to older albums, you know, like Ian Tyson and Don Williams and Willie Nelson and all the greats, right? But I've just been getting into new music lately. And this guy who is, you know, you're going to know his name because he's very popular, but I wasn't aware of him until like, you know, late last year. His name is William Prince. And God, that guy is just blowing my mind. I can't stop listening to the song.
His voice. Yeah. Like I saw him, I feel like it was like, I think it was like a Neil Young tribute or something. I saw him at like Massey Hall. Okay. And his voice is just like butter. Like it's just
gorgeous. Bonkers good. Bonkers
good. Yeah. He's incredible. Mm-hmm. And he's an indigenous artist. And he, but he's actually, he's put out a lot of cool stuff. So,
really talented.
Encourage people to check him out.
His music's the kind of music you listen to and you're like, well, I should probably just stop playing music.
Yeah, I know. It's like, I just remember, like, his voice is the kind of voice that, like, makes you want to, like, weep, but, like, but in, like, joy and like in everything. He's just he's a very emotive guy.
Ah, super good.
Well, let's listen to a song. Maybe let's listen to a song off an older album of yours. Why don't we listen to from your 2014 release, Don't Let the World See Your Love, and let's listen to the song of the same name. Okay.
Sure. All right.
I found the darker side of free. Let the world see my love. Let the world tell me. And I'll bear the truth. But now there's nothing to prove. I don't let the world see my love. And I found hope in the earth. People that gave it its own certain words, but now it's gone.
See Your Love by Spencer Burton. Spencer's joining me tonight on Dangerfield on 101.5 FM The Hawk. So Spencer, what's the release for this album going to be like for you? So with COVID happening, we'll be out of the woods by the fall. What's the release format like for you over the next couple weeks?
well, we're going to put the album out in February, and that's it. I don't, you know, I mean, I'll probably get my seedlings into the dirt, and like the inside of a heated greenhouse, and you know, I'm probably going to be building a lot of Lego with my kids, and you know, I'm going to definitely be going on a lot of hikes. That's what I think this release is going to look like, because I'm not doing some grand tour. I'm not going to be playing the world.
How did you sequence the album? I'm always curious as to, like, you know, how people sequence the album, and was this, like, did you debate it? Did the songs kind of naturally come into the order that they ended up in? Can you talk a little bit about that?
You know, the songs were just songs. I actually a lot of these songs were written on the road, like, you know, during touring. And you know, there was no specific order. I always hate putting songs in an order on an album, because I never know which, you know, it's just like, you know, I'm kind of like I write a song and that song stands alone, at least for this album. That's how it was. And it was, so trying to place these in an order, it can be a real mind, you know, it's like, how do I do this here? Does this go here? What, does this make sense? It's just like, yeah, I don't know how people write books.
Exactly. It's so true. Cool. Well, Spencer, we're coming up on time. And so that went by really fast, but I just want to say thank you so much for your time tonight. And
thanks for having me on.
Yeah, it was great catching up, and I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Yeah, definitely. Have a good night.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Where the buffalo roam, I call my home. A thousand acres, I call my own. Strawberry a day, the people say, no, nothing's changed out here on the wild Alberta mountain range. Nothing's changed, no, nothing's changed. I guess I'll always be this way, but nothing's changed. Just strumbling through the fog, me and my old dog, sharing a beer till we're so lost. But the very next day, blue jeans all frayed, sun bleached in the field. Nothing's changed, Alberta mountain range. Nothing's changed, nothing's changed. I guess I'll always be on this way. Nothing's changed, nothing's changed.
This is CIOI 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.